We are up to Simon Shin Nun, and we'll be doing the first two Se'ifim. Sif Aleph, Omer Adam Rishus HaYachid, Umotzi Yodol Rishus HaRabim, Umetaltel Sham Chafetzim She'enam Tzrichim Lo B'makam Shehu Omed. A person is standing in a Rishus HaYachid, and he is moving things from one place in the Rishus HaRabim to another place in the Rishus HaRabim, within four Amos, understandably. But these are not things that he needs at all. That means there's no chash that he's going to bring them into the Rishus HaYachid. He has no need for them at all. Shenotlan mikan uminichan kan. Obavad shlo yavirim arba amas. Velo chayshinon shem yavirim elav. We are not choshes that he's going to bring them to himself. Kevan she'enam tzrichin lo b'makom shu omed sham. Since he has absolutely no need for them where he is. This is even if they're nice kalim. We'll see a little bit later. But this is even if these are nice kalim, things that a person may like, but he has no need for them now. Now, by the way, what if he does move them for Amis in the Rishus HaRabim? Even though he's sitting in the Rishus HaYachid, if he would move them for four Amis from one place in the Rishus HaRabim to another, he'll be chayiv. And therefore, the halacha is that even in a Carmelist, that would be yasa. Furthermore, even if he picks them up above 10 tvachim, moves them four Amis, and then puts them down, it's still going to be yasa. Meaning, to carry something from a place in Rishus HaRabim into a Makam Ptur and then down into a place that's four Amis away in the Rishus HaRabim is going to be yasa. So even though we know that above 10 tvachim in the Rishus HaRabim is a Makam Ptur, that would not help him with regard to carrying something four Amis. Hilkach, Mutter Lamod Rishus HaRabim, therefore it is permissible to stand in the Rishus HaRabim, Lito Mafteach Rishus HaYochid V'Liftoach Sham. So this is the opposite case. You are standing in the Rishus HaRabim. There's a key in a Rishus HaYachid, and you're taking that key and opening a Rishus HaYachid. So you're moving the key from one place in the Rishus HaYachid to another place in the Rishus HaYachid. V'chein Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim. If you're standing in a Rishus HaYachid, and you're opening a door in the Rishus HaRabim. Here the Mishnah Brura reminds us that we had a whole sugya of the Askupa of if you have a doorpost that is elevated, it may sometimes be considered a Rishus HaYachid, you better be careful. That means opening a door within a Rishus HaRabim, you have to make sure that you're not carrying from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid. Avol, and this is all because you don't need the key where you are. Avol lo yamod b'Rishus HaYachid v'yotzi rosho l'Rishus HaRabim v'yishtesham, o ipcha. But let's say you're talking about a human being taking something that he needs. Chazal asered for a person to stand in one rishus and drink in another rishus, since the drink is something you want for yourself, we're afraid that you're going to go and take it back with you. Therefore, in order to drink, you have to have rosho verubo in the place that you're drinking. The kaven should tzarech le'elu amayim chayshinan shemi yavim a love. Therefore, they want you to be in the same rishus as the water, so that there won't be any chash that you're going to end up being motzi or machnis rishus l'rishus. Now, this halacha, this chash, is only in a rishus harabim. Avol muter lamod b'rishus hayochid o b'rishus harabim v'lishtos b'karmelis o ipcha. This daya holds that Chazal did not aser in a karmelis, because that already would be exera l'exera. It's only in a Rishus HaRabim mamish that they asered it. You can only drink if you're in the Rishus. That's only for Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid. That doesn't go for a Carmelis. Says the Mechaber now, V'yesh meforshim the chafetzim hatzrichim lo haynu kelim noim shu tzarech lehem. Avlam him kalim sheinam noim mutter lishtos behem afal pish lo hotzi rosh avrubo elashol shetzavar levad. The second day holds that the only time it's usher is if it's a combination of both, that you're drinking the water as well as you're dealing with high quality cake, a beautiful kalim. We say that with the combination of the two, it's the combination of the water and the beautiful kalim, there you'll be tempted to carry, where to bring it into your rishus. But if it's only water, why? What's wrong with drinking and just keeping your head there? L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says the halacha is like the first day, and therefore, if you're drinking in a rishus, make sure that roshcha and rubcha are in that rishus. Avlamim kelim sheinim noim mutar lishus b'mal v'shlotzi rosh of rubel l'shosh etzavar levad v'shar tultulim chutz mishtia afilu kelim noim mutar l'taltel shlo gozu ela b'kelim noim u'b'sholzibim shumakarvan l'piv. According to the second day that we don't baskin like, the halacha would be that they only assert a combination of drinking in kelim noim, but if it's kelim noim alone or drinking alone, that would not be a problem. Sif beis. Lo yamar odam b'rshus harabim v'yashtin o yorik b'rshus hayochid o b'karmelis. A person should not stand in a rishus harabim. Till now we were talking about taking something from the rishus, you're drinking from the rishus. Here it's the opposite. The person is urinating or spitting into the rishus hayochid o b'karmelis, or even a karmelis, o ipcha, or he's standing in a rishus hayochid or a karmelis and spitting into a rishus harabim. Even if his mouth or the aver is outside, still we do not say that he's just carrying from the same rishus to the same rishus. You go by where his body is. Since his body is in a different rishus, that's considered being machnes or motzi from rishus to rishus. Spitting is considered an akira. It's leaving your body and your chayev chatas. And since you're chayev chatas, they made a gzera in a karmelis also that you shouldn't do this, because whatever is also in a rishus harabim mamish and you'd be chayev for is also in a karmelis too. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings the shitas agra that this issue that you go by your body and not just by where your mouth is, that's a suffik in the Gemara. And even though we paskin l'chumra, that's because it's a sveikah d'oraisa. So the gra says that in a karmelis it'll actually be mutter, because it's a suffik d'rabbanan. Now, similarly, if one is spitting or urinating in the same rishus, but it's rolling out into a different rishus, he's in a rishus hayachin, it's rolling out into the rishus haravim, the halachi is that too is aser. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that the halachi is that you need an akira from a makam dalet al dalet and anocha on a makam dalet al dalet. But if your intention is to place it on this place, then that gives it a chashivas. So, for example, if you throw something into the mouth of a dog, and the dog is standing in a rishus harabim, the dog, his mouth becomes a makam dalet al dalet because you wanted it to land there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but what if you just threw it into the rishus harabim, it lands on a stick, and there's no specific reason why you should want it there, then that stick is considered not being dalet al dalet, and therefore you would not be chayef.